Hello and welcome. This is Curtis Greco, author and founder of the Imperfect Messenger Foundation. As my writing, speaking, and media activities continued to expand more and more, I found that the nature and types of issues that I was writing and commenting on possessed a common theme. Being a student of history and the evolution of man's search for finding meaning and purpose, I discovered most unexpectedly a rather provocative parallel to man's search, and a significant association with a fundamental component that lies at the heart of the American experiment, specifically the American Declaration of Independence, and ultimately one particular phrase that is contained within this landmark document, which I will share with you in a moment. As I explored this association further, it ultimately refined to a point where it required an entirely different way of promoting the subject. Equally important, I realized that there were others who might very well benefit from being able to associate or identify themselves with this very same entity. And so, the Imperfect Messenger Foundation was created to do just that, to provide a forum for myself as well as others who were looking to expose their message to an audience who was willing and interested in being exposed to a message that was distinctly different from that which the mainstream media was promoting, whether in print or in various news outlets. For me, as part of my own publishing projects, the foundation has become nearly inseparable from the greater cause, which is at the heart of my personal ambitions: to engage my audience, to invite and advance critical and introspective thought as to events that impact our lives and those around us. And so, let me tie the discussion into a review of the Imperfect Messenger Foundation's mission statement, which is composed of three distinct segments. Number one, to invite original and provocatively inspired thought and discourse relating to a variety of individual, political, and economic issues of the day, viewing each through the filter of Thomas Jefferson's "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Number two, to engage in focused actions towards accelerating the perfecting of the human condition by conveying the message that we are all part of a life-changing experience, the outcome of which resolves to our individual commitment and sense of higher purpose and duty. And number three, to promote the notion of the Imperfect Messenger Foundation as a forum for the inspired thought, which when held in silence has no audience. Our belief is that the message, when perfect, remains so no matter the imperfections of the messenger. So there you have it, both why and the function of the Imperfect Messenger Foundation. And I invite you to become a participant in the process and engage in being part of its cause. Ultimately, it is a venture with a message and a purpose that serves well in the process of enriching the world around us. Do be well and always remember, at the Imperfect Messenger Foundation, we are on point, on purpose, and in practice. And so, again, be a part of that life-changing experience by making your voice count. After all, you too are a messenger.